You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Guy named Mike. Want to give Mike his credit. Don't know Mike's last name. I just know Mike because that's all popped up in the DM when he sent me this.
Hunt?
No, wasn't Hunt. Okay.
Hunt Sticky.
No, it was. Hunt nothing.
Hunt Hurts.
No Hunt.
Okay.
He sent me a copy of a tweet a woman tweeted. And she goes by the name at Juicy K, because I want y'all to go tear her a new one if you don't like what she had to say. First tweet came out, says, if we're going out on a date, meaning her and whatever man, and you don't offer to pay for the babysitter, a to-go box meal for my kid, we ain't going. Then she follows that tweet up with, why should my baby daddy or I have to come out of the pocket when you're the one asking me out? Question mark. The whole date should already be planned, okay, including all extra fees. I see how Sarah feels about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I myself is like, bitch, please. No. I asked your ass out on a date. Not your kid, not your baby daddy.
Exactly.
None of that. If you want to go, you accept my offer, bitch, you find a babysitter. You feed your own child. Maybe later I'll feed your child and get him a 99-cent Hot Wheels car from the dollar store. But other than that, no.
I probably would want something in writing of every sexual act I will receive.
If you go that route.
I want a date agent.
I want to break my date with you for...
Oh, I hate her. I hate her already.
Because I shouldn't even know about a kid until we've dated six or seven times.
You shouldn't tell me you even have a kid and I'm never, bringing a little to-go box home for the little bastard.
And why?
No, you ain't even coming home. You're walking home with your high heels in your hand. And shut up.
And why are you even bringing your baby daddy up in our date scenario?
Yeah, what does he have to do with this?
If he turns out to be the babysitter, he should buy his own kid some food.
Yeah, I let that one slide by, didn't I?
Yeah. Because she said, why should my baby daddy or I have to come out of pocket and you're the one that asked me out on a date?
I mean, I understand that point, but the guy should want to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
But not that.
No. Maybe, and I know how you feel about this, Terry, because you know if a woman got kids, you like, run.
Well, that's the first thing. It's like, and like Lex said, the hint right away.
Yeah.
No, thank you. And I shouldn't even know you have kids.
Now, if we've been dating a year and I met your kid on the 11th month.
That's different, yeah.
And and I met your kid on the 11th month, and I call you and say, hey, you want to go out to dinner and some dancing or dinner and a movie this Saturday? And you go, I don't know. I don't have a babysitter. Don't worry about it. I got that.
Yeah, if that's your only issue.
I call somebody up, pay for a babysitter, make sure the little bastard got a happy meal with a good toy. If he don't got a good toy, that's where the 99-cent Hot Wheels car come in for him from the Dollar Tree or Family Dollar. And boom, we go on a date. But I'm smashing. I should have been smashing. Matter of fact, if I ain't smashing, I don't offer that.
You have to have a certain, in my mind, if this was me, I would have to really come to terms with it, first of all, in my own head.
With her having a kid.
Yes. Okay. And then I would have a certain amount of numbers of smashes.
Yes.
Like I'd be ticking them off at the house. I'd have a little, in my iPhone, I'd have a little category for how many smashes before I even acknowledge. And I think 50,000 smashes is right around the world, right around the
If I'm a couple months in and I'm not smashing.
If I've done 50, on my 50,000th, I'll go, you got a kid?
Yeah. And if I ain't smashed by the second date, because if I smash on the first date, then I'm not probably going to call again.
First date for you and your Sassy C. Did she put out the first date?
No, it really wasn't a date. It was more so a hangout weekend. And I actually spent the night at her dorm room.
I got some on my second date. Damn, she's a slut.
I
what a whore.
I got some about 3 or 4 months in.
God dang, what are you, a pope?
But we were dating other people, you know. It was one of those deals.
I probably could have smashed that first weekend, but her roommate was like, seemed to always be around, and that could have been by design. Because she didn't. But, you know, there was a lot of heavy, what did they call it? Heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
I went to a heavy petting zoo. It was great.
But that next weekend, it was set up pretty lovely. Her roommate wasn't there. Her roommate was at her boyfriend's apartment. We went to Blockbuster, got us some Hungry Howies, some snacks for her little mini refrigerator. And we made a weekend out of it.
Hey, should I be upset about this? Now that I'm going, you brought me down back to memory lane here.
I don't know. Tell me what.
You might have to bring this up to her. She did things at the start of the relationship that she ain't never done again.
She was trying to get you. That is one problem.
I have
problem.
Some issues with this
you
now that I
think about
it.
You need to talk to her. Go ahead.
No, she put it out on the second date. Mm-hmm. She did. And then I was just, I think back about this. When you're like laying in bed with them, mm-hmm. you know, when you're first seeing somebody, as soon as you touch them, you have to have sex.
Yeah.
It's just nonstop sex.
Sarah going through that right now.
Still?
Well,
even this?
Every time, you know,
there's a touch.
He touch you, he gets.
It's on.
Excited.
It's constant.
You don't always give in, but he get excited.
No, he's 100% 24 hours a day still like that.
Good for him.
Like that for two years with Lisa.
Okay, now does that bother you?
It bothers me sometimes because sometimes I feel like inadequate or like, not inadequate, just that I'm not doing enough for him.
You don't feel pretty?
Well, really? No, it's just that I feel like I'm not on his level.
Oh, no, don't feel that way.
You were built for this. This is the guy you are built for. This is all your training. This is where all of this comes into play.
True.
You should be completely complimented by that.
No, I totally am. I guess ready and willing to go constantly like he is. No, you don't have to be.
But this should not offend you.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah, I just feel bad. I feel bad like I'm not doing enough for him.
No, you're doing plenty. And by the way, you'll feel the same way when he slows down on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to think something weird.
You'll be like, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't he want me? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little discussion with Sherry about this.
But see, that's you know, one of the things I tell young men. When I hear them talking about issues with women or problems they have, I say, well, she did all that other stuff in the beginning to catch you. She got you now. You in the boat. You in the ice chest. Yeah, you home.
But to go back to this tweet, somebody who's that cocky and confident, I wouldn't want anyway.
Very true.
You better do this. You better do that. How many more you betters are going to come after this thing?
Well,
screw you and your effing rules.
According to...
You stay home and sit in an old cold pizza box, bitch.
Damn.
With a grease on it.
Ew.
She gets up and there's crumbs and grease on her fat ass.
Jesus. That is definitely a sight.
Loser bitch.
Ooh.
Okay, I feel good now.
That's good.
Thank you, D.
According to her picture, if this is hers and this is not somebody else running this account and they catfishing us with the picture.
Anyway. But yeah, I don't know how you. Then you have to do that way. There's a scientific equation for me. Not all guys. I'm not going to speak for everybody by any means. But there's a scientific equation of how much hot I will put up with. A percentage of hot. You get knocked off a few points. And I know it sounds horrible, ladies. Oh, you're just one of those guys who likes edgy. Yeah, like you girls sit around and don't fantasize about hot guys. Shut up.
You do.
All the time.
All day long.
You ladies are worse than guys. Guys are just more vocal about it. You guys are like, you're serious about it. We'll bang anything. You won't.
That is true.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.